The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'd like to share a reflection with you from some spiritual reading. We are now very close to Christmas. The prophecy of Isaiah is now about to be filled, where he says, "The maiden is with child and will soon give birth to a son whom she will call Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Hebrew people were familiar with the prophecies which singled out the descendants of Jacob, primarily as bearers of the messianic promises. But they could not imagine for the life of them that the Messiah would be God himself made man. But when the time had fully come, God sent forth his son born of a woman. And this woman, chosen and predestined from all eternity to be the mother of the Savior, had consecrated her virginity to God, renouncing the honor of counting the Messiah among her direct descendants. And she is prefigured in the book of Proverbs, where it says, "Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth." We can obtain great benefits at this time by keeping close to Our Lady and showing our love for her. Mary appears as the virgin mother of the Messiah, she who will give all of her love to Jesus with an undivided heart, as the prototype of that self-surrender that our Lord will ask from many souls. In the fullness of time, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, where Our Lady dwelt. In popular devotion, Mary is represented as recollected in prayer while she hears most fervently of God's plan for her and learns her vocation. The angel says to her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," as we read in today's gospel. The virgin gives her full consent to the divine will. "Be it done unto me according to your word." From this moment on, she accepts her vocation and begins to put it into practice. And her vocation is to be mother of God and mother of all peoples. My brothers and sisters, it's important to remember that not only is Christ our brother, not only is God the Father, our Father, but Mary, because of her vocation as Mother of God, has become our mother. That's part of her vocation. So never forget that she is our mother. We can fly to her whenever we need help, whenever we have petitions. Who better to ask for intercessions on our behalf? I'm reminded of the wedding at Cana, where Christ very specifically says, "No, it's not time for me to do this," but his mother persists, and she gets what she wants. So don't be afraid to turn to her and ask for her intercessions.